All right, here we are, Authority Agency. Today we have a case study spotlight on someone that definitely deserves to have a spotlight put on her, and that is Carla Pepys. She is the founder and owner and chief bottle washer of Fresh Collaboration that provides online marketing solutions out of Nashville, Tennessee. Man, I love Nashville. Carla, thanks for coming on today.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Jack, so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I gotta say, man, I love hearing stories like yours because, you know, what you're doing, and you're doing online marketing, a lot of traditional online marketing for folks, but you are doing what a lot of people never get around to or think that they have to cast this wide net. And you are niching down, whittling down who you're working with, you know, that with to doctors, to people in the medical profession. And we're going to get to this, but talk about how by doing less and less is actually getting you more and more as far as, you know, your business goes. But I want to go jump back to not the very beginning, but kind of the evolution of when you are working in the real world to branching out and taking that leap to start your own marketing agency. So let's start right there. Carla Pepys, what were you doing in the world when you think, man, I got a job and I don't like this?
that is a great question, Jack. Marketing was always something I enjoyed doing and was passionate about. And I really wasn't one of these people who absolutely hated working for a company or always knew that I wanted to do my own thing or to have my own business, because there were aspects of it I enjoyed. I liked the team atmosphere. I liked, you know, a lot of the collaboration that went on with it. And when I first started in Nashville, I actually started with a radio company doing traditional media. And it was a great experience as far as just learning how to do sales, how to get in front of people. But over time, I knew it wasn't something that I was really best suited for in the sense of that type of traditional media. A lot of the success stories that I was having with radio actually came from the online radio elements that we sold. So a couple years back, the company decided they wanted to create a digital division where they had basically an online agency to support the existing clients they already had for radio, but to introduce to these clients services like SEO, paid search, web development, social media, and so forth. So they asked me to head that up for the Nashville as a digital marketing consultant. And then my role from there grew to the director of digital sales. And I worked with all of our different outlets and markets within the company because they had multiple radio stations, multiple offices, and existing clients in other markets. And it really spread out across the U.S. is how it grew. And I enjoyed a lot of aspects of that. But what was really a struggle for me was the life-work balance side of things. I had to travel a lot. My husband traveled a lot for work, and I wasn't able to go with him. It was just one of those things where by the time I was coming home from work, I was tired, a little bit moody, just kind of exhausted, like I had left the best part of me at the office, and there wasn't much left for just enjoying life. And that's what really first started prompting me to say, okay, I think there's a different path. I think there's another solution out there. I could really see when I was looking ahead, if I were to stay on that current path, where it would lead. And not that it was a bad thing, but it wasn't right for me. It wasn't going to fulfill me in all the ways that I want it to be fulfilled. So recognizing that, I decided it was time for me to do something different. I think it's really hard for anybody to leave a company and to start your own business. I almost think it's even harder when you're not absolutely miserable at your job, because then all the things that keep you there, the stability, the, you know, knowing what you're getting, the routine of things, sometimes if they're not absolutely making you miserable, it's even harder to cut the cord. And that's really how I felt. Like I wanted something more, but at the same time, it wasn't that I was miserable.
You know, that's what they say, that comfort is the greatest enemy to greatness.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jack, I experienced that same thing. But really, it was over talking with other entrepreneurs, you know, really thinking through what I wanted and just saying to myself that I'm not going to let a fear control the situation, because that was really the only thing that would have kept me there, was the fear of feeling like I wouldn't be a success, or I would do this and it wouldn't work out, and I would have been better off had I stayed at my old company. So that was really the big concern that I had. And as I thought about that, I really didn't want that to be what dictated me making decisions about my life. So with a lot of friends and support, I ended up deciding it was time to do something different. And that's when I set out and founded Fresh Collaboration. And we do a lot of the same things as far as online marketing goes. And we are a full service digital agency. One of the areas we really specialize on is social media. And then, of course, we've really tried to focus on our niches in medical clients. Medical marketing is certainly one of the areas where we've really narrowed in our targeting, and where we really now have a specialty in a majority of our clients.
So what I want to jump to here is, you know, one of the things that you've done that kind of have you stand out, and it's been really kind of have a big impact on your business, is creating a book for the doctors and introducing some of the authority marketing concepts into your business that we talk about in authority agency. Now, was there anything that resembled that with your old company when they were doing online marketing? Was there anything aspects that they were doing as far as building that authority or credibility?
Not really. The only element I would say that was somewhat there on the authority side is oftentimes I would get invited to speak at different events. So a lot of the times organizations would be doing, you know, their annual association meeting, and they would want to do some educational marketing. So they would invite me. But it would always come through an existing relationship where they had been a client of ours and heard us. So it wasn't like it was something that I was doing to market myself, or something the company was doing to market themselves either.
Right. So that's authority for you. But were they doing anything as far as providing services to the clients to help them with their authority online, yeah, similar to what you're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. No, it really wasn't something they were offering. They weren't offering news releases. They weren't really offering ways to get your personal brand developed. Now, there were some things for the company, but again, you know, the company's made up of the people. And a lot of the times, making sure that person really sparkles and shine is key. And that wasn't something that they were doing.
So when you left and you started Fresh Collaboration, your initial thought or your plan was, I'm going to kind of take the experience that I've from my old company, and I'm going to build my own agency out of this to do the same types of things, the SEO, social media, pay-per-click. At what point did you think, something smells good with this authority stuff? Let me introduce this.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, the point where I think that really started coming into play was when I was doing it for myself and I had clients really getting interested. They would see the things that I would do to brand the company and to brand myself as the founder and the owner. And they would start saying, oh, that's really cool. Could you do that for me? And that's when I realized, one, the competition is not nearly as competitive for marketing techniques like that compared to more of the SEO and paid search and web development. And then three, it really provides you the opportunity to get unique results because most people aren't focusing on the branding aspect of the individual and positioning them as an authority figure. So that was also, it was something, again, that was really unique to put out there.
So let's talk about what you did there. So initially, and I remember this, you had your book, right? That's kind of, is that one of the first authority kind of positioning things you did, was to put out your own book on marketing for businesses?
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually, you know, was familiar, Jack, with a lot of your techniques on the book creation and the successes that you've had, you know, with getting people to, you know, teaching them how to publish it on Amazon. And before I left my old company, a couple months before, I had actually published and released my first book, which was Understanding Internet Marketing, Telling the Story of Your Business. And it was a more generic, if you will, book on all the different elements of marketing. So it was really kind of a good introduction and overview to somebody, for someone who wasn't familiar with online marketing. And that worked really well as far as a positioning standpoint.
And was that one of the things that where people started noticing that, hey, that's kind of cool. Can you think you could do that for me?
Yeah, absolutely. I think people for sure started noticing that. And I think even my company started to notice for the first time that I was really doing some things to brand myself differently. And that was so successful that it then, you know, kind of gave me the idea once I left and was doing my own company with Fresh Collaboration to do it again and to do it with medical marketing and to create a book strictly on medical marketing and target and work with local experts.
So we'll go to that. So at that point, when you started doing that, that was before we had created agency. It wasn't really something that I was, you know, doing out, you know, we were doing this ourselves, Brian and I, you know, with our clients, but we really hadn't unfolded a way to help consultants with this. But, you know, we were talking about that and we started talking about the book, putting this book. And I know you were the one thing, you were just, you know, really eager to put this together and you ran with ideas, you know, you'd take little chunks, ask me a question here or there, and you'd run with the next thing I know, boom, you know, you've got all these doctors signed up to be in this book. Right. I mean, you just were fearless about that. So talk about that, you know, so you got the concept, you know, we talked a little bit about that. I'm going to put together this book for medical, for doctors. So what was the step that you went when you decided, okay, this is what I'm going to do to going out? You know, did you talk to doctors that were already clients, or were these people that you use this to bring them in as clients? You know, what was that process? Cause that's something I think that would benefit a lot of folks.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think the first thing that I realized too with this is you always want to surround yourself with people who are smarter than you and have, you know, great ideas. And Jack, you were certainly incredibly instrumental in giving me guidance with this book and helping me once I was starting and you know, needing some feedback and some direction. So that was something that I really appreciate, your expertise, your skill, your insight into that process. But I didn't have relationships with a lot of local doctors at the time. I had had some from my past company, but of course I had a non-solicit and I didn't want to do anything, you know, that might jeopardize or step on anyone's toes there with my last company. So I really had to kind of start from scratch. And just talking again with very smart, intelligent people and bouncing off some ideas, one of the ideas that came up was to do the book almost in an interview format. So what I decided to do was pick top doctors in Nashville and really kind of the metro Nashville area. So I looked for people who were well-known in their industry, people who spent money in marketing and so their name and their brand was out there, names that would be very recognizable and who I would want to be aligned with. And then I called those people and I basically cold calling, you know, didn't have any relationship, emailing, and it took a couple times with several of those people. But I would reach out to them and let them know that I was doing a book. I wanted to feature them in this book. And a couple people at first thought that it was a sales tactic where they were going to have to pay to be in the book. But once they realized this was something that I really wanted to do, and I positioned it as a resource for other medical professionals in Nashville because they wanted to learn from these successful doctors' experience. And I also told these doctors that we were going to donate all of the proceeds from the book. My mother has multiple sclerosis MS, so that's where we donated all the profits from this book to the local MS chapter. Once they realized it wasn't something they had to pay money for, and it was something that we were donating, all of a sudden they got really excited about the project and very honored to be a part of it.
So you kind of took the interview method that we talked about and said, you know, I'm going to, because there really wasn't any kind of access to Small Business Trendsetters or anything like that to do. So, but use the book to say, to use the interviewed method to get your foot in the door that, hey, can I interview you for this book? And so did you find that that got you past gatekeepers easier than say, hi, I'm Carla. I started a new agency. I'd like to talk to you about your marketing.
Absolutely. I mean, these businesses and these doctors get bombarded with sales calls. So truly, there is no way that they were going to talk to me having no relationship, no clue who I was, without having something that was of great benefit for them. And so it I can tell you, would not have happened without having this angle. And the reason I also wanted to do the interview format is I wanted to have relationships with these doctors. These were people, again, who I wanted to know. I wanted them to know me because I had bigger visions down the road for medical marketing in general.
And there's no better way for you to have them talk to you with their guard down, because you're interviewing them for the book rather than trying to dig into their marketing pains, right?
Exactly. I mean, I think that they were shocked when they realized that this was something that, you know, they didn't have to pay to be a part of. Now, you could charge them. I mean, there was certainly value there. That just wasn't part of my strategy for what I wanted long term. But, you know, they definitely were very, very optimistic, excited about the project. And then once the book was completed, they were, you know, more than happy to promote it and share it with everyone.
Right. And so this is what I want to dig into, the mindset of this, because a lot of people, you know, they see the concept and they're afraid to call people and talk to them about this stuff. But, you know, the natural progression of this, when they have their guard down, they see you as that educator and advocate, which you were, because you're bringing them in to be part of this book. How hard was it for you to transition into talking about their marketing versus what I found happens more often than not is them start digging into. So tell me again what you do. Tell me more about what you do, and almost them trying to find out if there's other ways that they can work with you rather than vice versa.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's one of those things, once they realize, you know, one, that you care about their business, you care about them being as successful, and two, they start to realize your expertise and knowledge simply by asking questions about their business. It's not like I had to say, hey, here's all the good stuff that I know, and here's all the things I can do for you. That naturally develops their curiosity just through, you know, them wanting to know you better as well, and to know more about your services. And also they want to help promote you. Once they know that you're promoting their business, you're spotlighting them, you're doing these different, you know, things, that donating money to nonprofits locally, things that they want to be aligned with. Now, all of a sudden, they also want to be aligned with you and help you to be a success. But also, of course, they want to know about your services so that you can help take them to the next level.
So how did that transition happen? I'm interviewing you for a book. I'm putting this together. It kind of, because this is an important bridge that people want to know about, is that transition from the book to, so what else you got? You know, how else can we work together? And I know you had a number of doctors. And, you know, even though you approached them to be part of this book, you know, you've converted some of them into clients for your business.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think step one was sometimes they weren't aware of what products were out there, because I would ask them questions like, oh, are you guys, you know, doing XYZ? And if they were unfamiliar, they would ask about it. And you could just see, you know, during these conversations, almost like the wheels turning and a light bulb going off, where they would say, well, huh, maybe we should be doing that. What do you think about us doing that? And now all of a sudden you're a person who they're going to for guidance and consulting, on opposed to just someone who's interviewing them. But another thing is, once we finished the book, and this is at this point, once we did get it live and published, we worked, of course, with your group and the Authority Marketing Group to get it to be a bestseller on Amazon. And once we did that, we were able to also do a premium press release through Small Business Trendsetters and Authority Presswire. And we were able to get some clients who wanted us to do that same type of authority marketing for them. Once again, they started seeing how we were using it to market the book and to promote the event, that we have an event we're going to do in November as a follow-up for the book as well.
So let's go to how you put this together. So you went and you had, you put the book together, you published it. Obviously, we brought it into to agency to do the event to do the bestseller campaign. What were the results of that? I don't remember the numbers. What was your ranking for the bestseller campaign on that?
Jack, that event was awesome. The Authority Marketing Facebook group, those guys are so active and so helpful. And I truly credit them for helping this to be a success. But for this particular book, we were actually in the number one spot on two different categories. We made multiple, I don't even remember how many best-selling lists, but I know for two spots, we were number one bestsellers on Amazon.
That's awesome. So, and how many authors were this book? So agents know how many best-selling authors they created that day?
We had total, I think it was 10 people who we credited as authors, contributors.
All right, perfect. So that's 10 best-selling authors that agents got to help make bestsellers that day. So when you took that back to the authors and you showed them, you know, the screenshots and you showed them that, what was their response to that?
They were shocked that that was even possible. They were very, very excited. I sent them pictures. I went back, of course, gave them all copies of the book. I took a picture with all of them, and I used that in my marketing. But also, I saw them using it in their marketing for their businesses. You know, I could go to their Facebook page, and I would see the picture of them holding up the book and talking about being a best-selling author. And it was really cool because I could see other people's comments and how, you know, they were so encouraging to these you know, now best-selling authors, and the comments that they were getting, these doctors who had participated in this project. And that earns you a lot of goodwill. If you're able to create that excitement for a business owner and really a person, because that's what, you know, we're all people. If you're able to create a great experience like that for them, they're definitely going to be an advocate for you.
And so when you did this and then you put out the press release, right, about them, yeah, them hitting the bestseller list. And then, so you said you had others, even folks that weren't doctors in the book, that approached you about, hey, how can you do some of this authority stuff for me? Is that correct?
Yeah, we did. We had a couple different, as you mentioned, some of these people were actually outside of the medical industry, but we had like an author who had written a children's book who wanted to do something. We're working right now with an attorney who saw that, and we're going to do something to help them promote their services and you know, really position them as an authority expert in their area. So it really grew because we had all this, you know, great news and great content about what we were doing. Other people were seeing that, you know, congratulating me on it, and then, you know, telling me about what they have going on and how they wish that they had a way that they could kind of do the same thing for their business.
And then the easy answer for you was, well, let me tell you.
Exactly.
Exactly. So you pull this in. Now, you've also had some other things that have come out of this with, as far as people, you know, not just recognizing your clients as authorities, but also now you're being recognized as an authority for being able to put this kind of stuff together, because a lot of this is kind of magic and outside the reach of what a lot of people think just anybody can do. You know, you really appear connected, which you generally are by, you know, having the ability to make a book a bestseller in a day because of the connections, obviously, you have with other agency members. But so what are some of the opportunities that have opened up to you from, you know, not just directly from the doctors that were in the book and the people that have said that, but also opportunities that have opened for you as someone that has the ability to do this?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, in addition to getting new clients, which of course, you know, is always a top goal, one thing that I'm very, very excited about, one opportunity that has opened up, is I had a connection on Facebook who saw where press release was talking about the book. And it just so happens that they work at a very large medical facility that has over 500 credentialed physicians, over 1,000 staff members. So it's a pretty big facility here in the Metro Nashville area. And one of her coworkers was talking about how they really want to bring in a medical marketing expert to speak to all of their physicians. And so, again, something I'm very excited about is next week they reached out to me and I'm participating in that. I'm put together a whole presentation to speak to their credentialed physicians. It's also something where they pay for you to speak, which is, you know, always wonderful to get that exposure, to get paid for your time to be the expert and to talk to this group. It's also a great opportunity for me to pick up new clients because this is my total target market. It's going to be an audience of all medical experts.
How many people are they anticipating for that?
It really varies, but they can have anywhere. They sit on average. Typically, they have anywhere from about 150 to 50 or so people. So, I mean, it's kind of a wide variety based upon the topic, but we are expecting a really good turnout for this because it's the first time that they've really ventured into something that's non-traditional medical subject for a seminar. So this is going to be totally different with social media and marketing, a first for them to present to these physicians. And I really, I'm excited to be a part of that. And I think it's wonderful that this medical center is forward thinking enough to recognize the value this can bring to their doctors.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. And then there's industries and associations and masterminds for this in all different industries, not just medical, but, legal, finance, fitness that like to have people come in and do this. And it is, it's nice to have people call and say, hey, can you come speak? And by the way, we're going to pick up the tab and we're going to pay you to do it. We're going to pay you to come generate new clients is essentially what they're doing. So that's perfect. So we've gone through the good stuff here. Obviously, this is the great, I put together a book. I got these clients, the doctors, I called them to ask them to interview and they said yes, when I would never be able to get through the gatekeepers, other ways. Now let's talk about the bumps, because I don't want people to think that there's not obstacles, but you get over them. So talk about some of the things that you hit when you thought, uh-oh, I didn't anticipate that. Uh-oh. Because one of the things that people do, which I know that you, obviously to have the success that you had and to move as quickly as you had, you either learn to ignore them to overcome them. But so many people get into what I call playing the what if games. Well, what if this happens? I better figure out a solution to that just in case it happens. What if this happens? Whereas people that seem to get things done say, well, I'll deal with problems as they occur and if they occur. Right. So, but what were some of the real bumps that you may have found along the way that you may not have anticipated, as far as, actually conducting the interviews, recording them, putting the book together, that kind of thing. What were the things that you hit that were snags that you didn't anticipate, but you were able to overcome?
Yeah, really quickly before I mention the bumps, just two more things I want to say on the success side. With this same medical facility, I'm doing my own event in a couple of months, and they're allowing me to use their facility at no cost. So again, that's a couple thousand dollars that it's saving me for my own event that has nothing per se to do with them. And they've also offered to promote it to their physicians.
Oh my, yeah.
So that's an extra bonus. And when I called one of the doctors I work with to ask if we could use them as a case study, just mentioning to them this event, they also said, you know what, we know other associations, we need to pass your name on to do events for them. So again, the opportunity, once you start positioning yourself as an expert, putting yourself out there, doing things, it just really becomes, so great as far as the return that you can get off of it. But of course, like you said, it's certainly not without bumps and challenges.
Yeah. The story you just told, I got to thinking, man, when are things going to start going Carla's way? That's too much. That's incredible. I mean, you're going to do an event here, that all these doctors are already familiar with and established that this is where events occur. And oh, by the way, I'll be a case study. And do you mind if we let other places know about, other associations know about it? And then the event, the people that are giving you the room saying, oh, by the way, do you mind if we let all of our list know about it too? you know, what point do you say, whoa, you know, is this the twilight zone here? This is too, you know, that just falling into place, how it, and it all, but it all began because you made a decision to do this. And so while so many people think about the, what if things go wrong, very few people say, wow, what if all these things go right that I didn't think about? Cause did any of that even cross your mind as you were putting that together, that these could be the consequences of you doing this?
Not really. I mean, I knew, cause it, and this kind of speaks to one of the bumps, I knew I wasn't going to make money up front on the book. And so I knew I had to have a plan, and it was going to be a longer term plan for me to make money off of my time and energy with it. So I knew I wanted to do an event. And my hope was that the doctors who were featured in the event could kind of reach out to their network and help promote it. But I had no idea. I didn't have the foresight to see that this medical center would want to get involved and what it could really turn into. Again, not just for their event, but how they're going to help support me in my event, which is certainly something they don't have to do. And that I'm very, very appreciative that they're doing it.
All right. So we've established that this is a success. So let's move into the bumps. But first of all, you know, you talked about how, you know, you made that decision, had a long-term plan because you weren't going to make money off the book. But what do you estimate ballpark it actually cost you to put together this book?
That's a little bit of a hard question. Because of course the biggest cost is your time. When you look at actual hard costs, I had very limited hard costs. I paid an editor because I have some dyslexia and I'm not the best speller. So it's always good to have someone go behind you and look at that. But probably, you know, even looking at the hours and costs, I probably spent maybe about $2,000 to $3,000, I would maybe say. And of course, that's counting my time. Hard cost wise, I probably spent $500 or less on the actual hard cost.
Okay, perfect. All right. So just to have a ballpark there. Okay, so let's talk about the bumps in the road along the way.
Yeah, well, the first bump, of course, is getting over, you know, you have this great idea, but getting over any insecurities about executing it. So that's bump number one. You have a great idea, but then it's like, okay, today's the day. I've got to actually call people. I've got to email people. And I was very nervous in the sense that I thought, well, what if nobody commits? Or what if only one doctor commits and now I, you know, don't have enough people to complete the book? How is that going to look? So I think that it goes again back to some of that fear and feeling like, okay, what if this isn't a success? And you just have to kind of push that out because you never know if it's a success unless you try it. And if something doesn't work out, then it doesn't work out. You make a different plan and you move forward. But that was probably bump number one, getting up the courage to just say, okay, I'm going to commit to this. I'm going to reach out. I'm going to start doing what I can do to make it happen.
And how'd that first call go?
The first call, actually what I did because I was being a little bit of a, still nervous and I wanted an easier way, is I emailed people. And email, I didn't get a lot of response, but I got a response from one doctor who was very well known. And that's all it took for me to feel energized. And then after that, I called the others and followed up. And it was the phone calls that really got the bulk of the people on board. But just seeing that one doctor who did reply and was interested immediately really encouraged me and said, okay, this is a good idea. I'm on to something. I need to stick with it and see it through.
I know. That's right. I say to Brian, I say it with the agency, I say, we got to be careful what we tell people. Some of them are actually going to go do it. And so, because I think I remember we were talking about, you know, the interview method and things like that. And a lot of people are like, oh, that's kind of interesting. But when they actually get down and do it and make that call, you know, after you made a call or two and people were receptive to it, did that kind of just kind of give you the confidence? Think, wow, this really works.
Absolutely. I mean, the minute that you get at least that first person, all of a sudden, for me at least, the whole mentality changed. And it's like anything, then once you're calling people, you're more confident. It's actually even easier to sell people opposed to harder because you just know that you've got something good that is a benefit for them to be a part of. They're not doing this to do you a favor so that I can, you know, position myself as a marketer for medical. Yes, that's a side effect of it, but this is something that's really beneficial for them too, that they really want to be a part of. So it really energized me there. And then the next step, of course, was meeting with them and, you know, doing the interview. Now, initially, what I tried to do is I thought it would be easier if I could almost email them an outline and kind of start working it that way. But what I did find is most people didn't have time. I mean, they're very busy. They're physicians to look at the outline. So we would just kind of go in there cold turkey. And it was very conversational, sort of like how this interview is now. Only I did have a little bit more of an outline I was trying to follow just to be sure all the same questions and type of content was asked for each doctor. But I would record it and I would type and write notes as we went. Typically, the interviews lasted about an hour. That was 45 minutes to an hour in person is what I did, though you could do it over the phone. And then after that, I would go back and pretty much immediately I would try and work on putting together their chapter of the book because I had all the content fresh in my mind. And I felt like that would be the best time for me to actually help articulate and get everything created.
And so when you went through this and, you know, what I found a lot of people, especially you're doing 10 doctors, probably after the fifth one, you turned it around when you're talking to them. Look, you know, you want it or you don't. Next. I got other people to talk to. You don't spend time trying to convince people after that when you know that there's enough out there. But so, you know, you put this together and you got published. If there's anything that you could do different looking back, what would it be? What would you do differently as far as to conserve your time, whether it be, you know, doing the in person interviews, whether it would be, you know, any of the writing or editing or any of that stuff that you did yourself, what would you try to change next time to make it even more efficient and effective?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, initially it actually moved pretty quickly. I like doing the interviews myself only because these were people who I wanted to have a relationship with. And so that part was key for me personally. I do now outsource all the authority marketing to a writer because it's something that they can do more easily and it's more in line with their strengths per se than mine. But the area where I got a little bogged down on time was really after I had everything put together. I was able to really push through getting all the content. But then once I got it edited, it took me a little while to go in to get it set up. And there's no reason why other than I was a little bit nervous because it was my first time going through and publishing it, self-publishing it on Amazon myself. Last time I had a person who helped me with that. And again, it came back to feeling like it was going to be this big task because I hadn't done it before, when in fact it was very easy, but I found myself procrastinating on that bit of it. And then I found a couple typos. I would get the book back and find some typos. So then I paid another person to go back through and edit it. But I think my advice would be make sure, you know, you get a good person from the start to help you go through and edit it. I think that is important. You want to be sure there's not any grammatical issues or typos with it. And then again, just because a part might be new to you, you haven't done it, chances are it's not that difficult if you just start. If you think that, okay, well, I've never, you know, published the book or gone to Create Space or whatever platform you're using to get it out there, don't let that be a spot where you kind of stop in the process. Just push through it because there are people out there who have done it who can help you. Jack, you were actually very helpful for me. I don't know if you know it or not, but I started reaching out to you and asking you some questions, and that was helpful because I had kind of gotten a spot where I was a little bit stuck because I was nervous to move forward. I didn't want to do it wrong and then have something published that was, you know, incorrect or not the way it was supposed to be. So find expertise, find experts who have done this before. If you do have a question, don't let yourself get stuck on it.
Yeah, perfect. So now you've proven to yourself that it can be done. You've proven to yourself the response that you get from people and the impact that it has on the people. And, you know, a lot of people think about this in the financial aspect of, well, look at the business I've got. Look at this. But talk a little bit about your actually the way that you felt when you saw the reaction to the people, because that's one thing people, sure, you know, the money's great. right? It's great to get the money and have them convert into clients and have you pay for you. But talk about the benefit that you get of actually seeing the reaction, the impact that you have on it, because I think that's the part that people get addicted to. That's the part that make people like, man, I want to do that again. I want to get that reaction from people again. You know, it is something that a lot of people don't anticipate until it happens. You know, how did you feel when you saw the reaction and the impact of what you had done for these people, how it affected them?
Yeah, I mean, because this type of marketing is so unique and there really aren't other people out there who are doing it, these people were just so excited to be a part of it. I mean, I would get, and I think, Jack, I might have even sent you some emails from one of the doctors who was featured in the book and then, you know, wanted us to actually do an Authority Press Wire premium press release for her business and her practice. And just seeing how excited they were about this process and how much it meant to them. I had one of the physicians who framed a picture of me and her with the book in her office and has that printed and framed now. And so, I mean, that's just a wonderful feeling to feel like this has been a great experience, because not every marketing experience is certainly positive for different businesses out there. And then the other big thing, on top of making these doctors feel excited about who they are, what they're doing, excited to be a part of this project, knowing that the money is all going to a good cause. Again, we were donating it to a cause that was very special to my heart. And so that was just an extra benefit. It's not about getting book sales. This really was a tool about branding, positioning, authority for everyone involved. And so for us to have the opportunity to donate that money to a good cause just really helped take that bar to the next level.
Yeah. Well, that's the one thing is, in your time of your own business and even working for your previous company in traditional marketing, how successful of SEO, pay-per-click, or any kind of marketing campaigns has brought you to where people want to put a picture of you with them on their wall in their office? It didn't happen.
That's happened before now.
Yeah. So even with the most successful SEO and pay-per-click, people aren't going to want their picture with you and hang it up in your office. It really is. I mean, it illustrates what a tremendous thing that we can do for people and how it impacts them, not just on a financial or business level, but just on an emotional level. It really is inspiring and addictive when you can do that for folks. What do you got planned? I know you have your event coming up. You're planning on doing more books to bring in more clients this way?
Yeah. So of course the event, we have the one with the medical center, but the one that's really centered around this book is in a couple months, and all of the doctors who were in the book have wanted to be a part of it, which is great to have their participation. And they're still excited about this project, even though it's been, you know, several months since we've completed it now. And my goal after this event is really to take the same model and structure and take it to another city. Now, I may not do the in-person interviews and maybe over the phone, but this is a model now that has proven successful. So I can take it and go to Memphis or go to, Jackson, Mississippi, where my family is, or I can take it to other cities, the same concept, find local doctors and top physicians in another city, do the same process and then do another event there. And so it's one of those things that really there's no end in sight to what can be accomplished with this strategy and with this plan.
Well, I can't imagine what's going to happen when you do the event with these doctors, how many others are going to come up to you afterwards and say, hey, how can I be part of something like this?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very excited about that for that reason. Again, I don't really know of, there's always seminars and events, but I don't know of any like this that also pulls in not just marketing experts, but pulls in a variety of physicians and lets people also talk with their peers. And then, you know, allows me to be the one who's kind of pulled it all together. So I'm really excited about it.
Well, fantastic. Carla, I want to thank you for spending the time and sharing this with folks and having truly an abundance, mentality. You know, there's folks who say, oh, why would I tell people about this? They'll want to do this too. But I think you understand the same that I do, is that there's no way that we could have enough people to begin to fulfill all the industries and niches and cities and towns that we can do this in. So like you said, the potential here is endless. So I want to thank you for coming on and sharing this with us today.
Well, thank you, Jack. And again, thank you to all of your teaching and to the Authority Marketing Group, because it's having that accountability, having the great ideas, building off energy from what other people are doing that is successful. All of these things kind of keep pushing me forward. And so I really, really appreciate your help, your guidance, and the opportunity that you've created with this group for me to be engaged and involved in it.
Yeah. Well, fantastic. Folks, you see, it's real. It works. And it's just a matter of going out and making it happen. And like I say, at the end of all the influencers radio shows, you know, you are the only real game changer. So, you know, Carla, I'm thoroughly impressed with what you've done. And I feel happy and proud to have been able to see you evolve from the working at this company to doing what you're doing. So it's fantastic. And I'm sure you'll keep us updated.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jack.
All right. Awesome. All right, folks, there you have it. Great spotlight, Carla Pepys. You know, check out what she's doing, and you know, you're part of it. You helped create 10 bestsellers with her book. So we'll see you next time.